Welcome to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And I am now joined by the lovely Ellie for a little chat. Ellie, how you doing?
Kia ora. Thanks so much for having me. It's lovely to be here.
Thanks so much for coming on the show. Firstly, what did you have for breakfast?
Oh, man, actually it was pretty cool. I made myself a smoothie. I've been being really bougie and buying myself freeze-dried black currant powder.
Ooh. So,
I know. Instead of, because I figure like, I could spend a bunch of money on like vitamin C supplements for the winter, or I could have really delicious black currant smoothies.
Yeah. Gosh, I've never even heard of freeze-dried black currant. That's a life hack.
That's my work done for the day. I'll see you later.
Great. And have a great day. You are on the program today to talk to us about the To The Front mentorship program. But first, do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about the To The Front and Girls Rock Aotearoa programs?
I would love to. So Girls Rock Aotearoa, we're a national charity. We started 8 years ago, and we run these programs called To The Front, or Rā Ngā Motu. They're holiday programs and workshops where music is the medium to build confidence and empowerment in youth, specifically young women, trans, intersex, takatāpui, queer, and rainbow whānau from the ages of 12 to 17. But we also run the Pathways program, which is for young people ages 16 to about 21. And we have a bunch of opportunities for adults as well, including this mentor skills weekend that I'm running in a couple weeks.
Beautiful. So yeah, we're talking about the mentor skills weekend, which is 2 days of learning how to be a mentor for To The Front and gaining youth work basic skills. What do you see on your end as like being the main reason for setting this workshop up?
Yeah, gorgeous. So there's a couple different things that I'm trying to achieve with this. Number one is, so Girls Rock Aotearoa / To The Front, we started in 2017, and we currently run programs in Tamaki Makaurau, Te Whanganui Atara, Kerekereroa, and Te Papaioia. So those are where we have our full holiday programs. I started running some workshops and events here in Utsipuri in 2024, and have done a couple this year as well. So with the Mentor Skills Weekend, at our full programs and at a lot of our workshops, we employ adults as mentors for the young people in our programs. So it's going to be a couple years before we launch a full program in Utsipuri, because we're really into doing things super slowly and organically and sustainably. But so a really key part of that is, one, building the community and then making sure that the community has the skills that we need. So what I want to do with September is I want to bring a whole bunch of just amazing adults together. We'll play some music, jam. They'll kind of get a taste and an idea of what To The Front is, while also gaining some kind of basic youth work skills, so that then when I start running programs for young people from November, I can hire them and pay them $35 an hour to hang out and help young people make music. So we're building the community, and then we're also starting to train the community so that, yeah, from November when I'm running events for young people, and then, you know, over the next sort of few years as I'm continuing to build the amount and sort of size of our programs down here, you know, we'll have this gorgeous cohort of adults who will be totally ready, on vibe, and have the skills that we need.
Beautiful. Slow but sustainable.
Those are the key words. I put them on our PowerPoint at the AGM this year.
Beautiful. Now, obviously, Utsipuri has a very rich music history, but so often, especially in the student scene, the representation can be pretty one-dimensional up on that stage. And we talk a lot about building community within the local music scene and making it a space where anyone feels welcome and safe to get up on that stage. How will these mentors, once they've been trained up, be able to contribute to that through To The Front?
Yeah, gorgeous. So that's kind of our whole mission, right? We're really here to build resilient and sustainable communities, and to see a music community and sector in Aotearoa that is thriving and equitable and, you know, full of people of all identities. So one of the ways that we do that is sort of through creating that world at our programs. So we now kind of have this nationwide community of really amazing artists, young people, adults, all ages, you know, who sort of challenge like the marginalization that happens in musical communities. So the skills that we like to impart to our mentors, is, I mean, one just around kind of how to have safe, inclusive, and equitable mentorship relationships with youth. Mm. But then also it's a lot about creating inclusive, accessible, and welcoming environments. We're very much about the idea that creativity is inherent within each of us. It's not something, you know, that can really be gatekept because everyone just has it and there's no sort of right way to be an artist, and that you sort of don't need to do anything to like prove yourself as an artist. It just is this indelible fact about you. So by creating these kind of really safe, fun, supportive, equitable, and accessible spaces, we allow our participants, both adults and youth, to kind of feel comfortable to explore their identity, their creativity, and really step into and embody their power. And then also kind of know what it looks like to be treated well and to be treated equitably and inclusively. So that one, then when that doesn't happen, they kind of can identify it and advocate for themselves, but also they have this whole community behind them that will also advocate for them and provide spaces where they don't even really need to do that advocacy. You know, we're sort of seeing now after about 8 years, you know, bands that have formed at our programs have gone on to sort of, you know, they're playing all these gigs together. They're sort of creating their own youth music communities. So because they're already doing that from this really equitable and inclusive foundation, they're able to have a much better time because they're sort of creating their own scene rather than trying to just exclusively fight their way into one that's a little bit stacked against them. So we create change that way. But then also, you know, the more that we have these resilient communities, the more powerful they're able to be in spaces where they would otherwise be marginalized, because they have that support and they have that confidence.
Mm. Yeah, it's pretty vital work, I would say. Pretty, pretty vital work.
Me too. Thanks.
Now, you mentioned before a little bit about what might happen at the mental weekend, such as having a jam with each other. Can you give us any more specifics?
Yeah, I would love to. I'm so excited about it. It's a program that I've really put a lot of thought and time into. So what we're doing is we're partially simulating one of our school holiday programs so that people can really get a sense of the vibe, and that will also be our vehicle for learning. At To The Front and Girls Rock Aotearoa, we're very much about joy and fun being the pathway rather than kind of like struggle or strife. So what we do at our holiday programs is we sort these young people for part of the program into bands. And then in those bands with their adult mentors, they sort of learn about collaboration, creativity, and write a song together over the course of the week. We're going to be kind of simulating that within these 2 days where I'll have a group of 16 adults. I'm going to sort them into four bands of four. And then with myself and then some other people from the national team who are coming down, we'll sort of act as the mentors. So we'll be you know, jamming with our bands over the course of the 2 days. But, you know, myself and these other mentors will be in the room and, you know, we've got various different kind of scenarios and resources to draw on to be like, okay, cool, you know, now we're going to move into the pre-chorus. You know, if we were with a group of young people, how could, you know, we sort of invite collaboration in? Or, you know, if we had a difference of opinion at this point, you know, how would we be able to move through that? So by kind of providing this really like fun, practical vehicle for learning, we're able to kind of get a pretty good result because everybody's having a really good time. You know, we're not just kind of being talked at. Mm. So we're able to, yeah, really sort of clearly see what a program practically looks like and how we will apply the skills that we're learning. And then we're also going to be doing some light sort of workshop style learning about, you know, how do we sort of create these really accessible spaces for neurodiverse people? You know, and yeah, how do we use youth work frameworks to kind of shore up our practices?
Brilliant. Sounds amazing.
It's going to be cool. You can apply.
Yeah.
Applications are open now. If you go to our website, girlsrock.co.nz, or you can find us on Instagram at Girls Rock Camp Aotearoa. Yeah, we've got applications open. There's only 16 spaces, so kind of, you know, the sooner you apply, the better. And yeah, unfortunately, you know, sort of depending on how many applications I get, I'm only going to be able to accept 16 people, but it's really great for people to kind of apply regardless of whether they end up getting accepted or not, because this is also how I'm going to sort of get everybody's information who's kind of keen to be a part of the community. So this is definitely not the only opportunity that will be available for adults. There's going to be a lot more stuff coming in the next couple of years. So yeah, please go to our website, sign up, get in touch with me. My email's on there. I would always love to have a chat. And particularly, some people don't think that they have kind of the skills or the experience to be involved as a mentor. And one of the main parts of my job is kind of talking people through that fear and that imposter syndrome. So if there's anybody out there listening who's feeling like, oh my God, that sounds so cool, but I could never do that, please get in touch with me. hello@tothefront.co.nz, because I would love to have a chat with you and kind of show you how you can be a part of this world.
Everybody can contribute. Everybody has the belief in themselves deep down, everyone's, and everybody has something they can pass on.
Exactly.
To the youth, for sure.
And something that's really important about our community is that, you know, for us to be able to really show these young people and model really clearly that there is no right way to be an artist, it's super important that we have all different sorts of knowledge pathways. You know, so somebody who can play the guitar behind their back with their teeth is just as amazing to us as somebody who knows two chords that they taught themselves from like a YouTube video, you know, and is the same as somebody who, you know, sings in the shower and nowhere else. All of those experiences are amazing, and we really value all of that artistry and all of that creativity.
Yeah, there's no right way to do it. There's no right way to be a creative person. Now, whereabouts in Utipoti are they going to take place, the workshop?
So this will be at South Link Studios, which is pretty close to town. It's, you know, walkable/busable down on Melville Street. So this is a really amazing recording studio that actually is pretty cool for people to know about anyway, because they offer free recording to anyone who wants it. So you can check them out at South Link Studios or South Link Education Trust.
Yeah, they're doing amazing work too. I'd like to thank you so much for coming on the program and discussing this. It's an amazing opportunity, and I would really urge anybody out there who's listening who has a little desire to totally jump on board with it.
Yeah, get involved. Get in touch with me. September 6th and 7th is the date of the Mentor Skills Weekend. Head to our website, girlsrock.co.nz. There you can apply for the program, and you can also find out about all of our other opportunities and the things we do around the country. Yeah, and if anybody wants to have a chat with me, hello@tothefront.co.nz. I would so love to chat.
Thank you so much, Ellie. Have a beautiful rest of your morning.
Yeah, ka kite. Have a lovely day.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.